Have you ever felt like you were pushing a boulder uphill and you're not even sure which way is up?
Yeah.
Or maybe you've seen teams where it seems like everybody's working hard, but somehow the most important things just aren't getting done.
Right.
Well, that feeling, that lack of a clear direction, that's what brings us to the heart of our discussion today, role clarity.
Absolutely.
And we've been digging into a bunch of research and analysis, and what we want to do in this deep dive is really get under the skin of what role clarity is all about,
right?
Why it's so critical for how well people can perform, how engaged they feel in their work, and ultimately the success of any organization, no matter where in the world they are or what industry they happen to be in.
Right.
So whether you're about to start a brand new job, maybe you're trying to smooth out some kinks in your team's workflow, or if you're just fascinated by what makes successful organizations tick, this deep dive is designed for you.
Yeah, think of role clarity as the foundation of effective work.
Okay.
It goes beyond just having a job title, though, right?
Right.
It's about a very clear understanding of what you're specifically responsible for, the results that you're expected to achieve.
Okay.
And how your everyday work actually contributes to those larger goals that the company's trying to achieve.
Right. So it's not just what you do, but how it connects to the bigger picture.
Exactly. And when that clarity's there or not there, frankly, the impact is huge.
Yeah. And the data really backs this up.
Yeah.
So research from Effectory suggests that employees who have a solid sense of role clarity, they aren't just a bit better.
Right.
They're actually a whopping 53% more efficient.
Wow.
And 27% more effective in what they do.
Huge difference.
Yeah. That translates to like a 25% overall boost in how well they do their jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, it's pretty obvious, right? If you know exactly what you need to do and how to do it, you're not wasting time trying to figure things out. You're not second guessing your approach, and you're not accidentally going down rabbit holes.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is that in some industries, that impact is even bigger.
Oh, really?
So let's think about manufacturing.
Okay.
Prior engagement has actually shown that a workforce that's both really engaged and really clear about what their role is can be as much as 70% more productive.
Wow.
And way safer in the workplace, too.
That makes sense.
When everyone on the production line understands exactly what they need to do and how to do it, it just naturally reduces mistakes. It reduces downtime.
Right.
But I think what's maybe less obvious is that it can create a sense of psychological safety as well.
Oh, interesting.
You know, when you know exactly what you're supposed to be doing, it can really reduce anxiety and the chances of making errors because you're not sure.
Right. So that predictability just helps everything run more smoothly.
Exactly. And you end up with much more consistent quality too, right?
Absolutely.
There are no surprises or sudden drops in standards. It's about making the way you work reliable and predictable.
Right. Consistency is key.
Now let's switch gears for a second and look at how this clarity, or the lack of it, affects how people feel about their jobs. You know, their level of engagement, and how connected they feel to their work.
Yeah, this is where Gallup's research is really insightful. They found that the statement, "I know what's expected of me at work," that's like the absolute bedrock of employee engagement.
It is the foundation.
The most basic building block.
Right.
And if that's missing, trying to build an engaged workforce is like building a house on sand.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be stable.
Right.
And what's concerning is that almost half of all employees worldwide say they don't have this basic clarity.
That's amazing.
And in the U.S., things aren't much better.
Yeah.
Surveys have shown that only about 45% of workers here really know what's expected of them.
Right.
So think about that.
Yeah.
A majority of the workforce is maybe feeling a bit lost or unsure of what they should be aiming for.
It's like being given a really complicated puzzle.
Uh-huh.
But there's no picture on the box.
Right.
You're getting frustrated. You're probably not going to solve it very efficiently. And you might just give up altogether.
Yeah, you just lose interest.
And that's exactly what can happen at work.
People disengage.
Yeah.
But if we flip that around, the outcome is completely different.
Absolutely.
Data shows that a huge 75% of employees who have a high level of role clarity,
right,
they say they're really passionate about their jobs and they have much higher job satisfaction.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it's logical.
When you know what you're supposed to be doing and you're set up to succeed,
right,
you're naturally going to feel more positive and more invested in your work.
Right. And I think it also helps build trust within a team.
Absolutely.
If you know what your responsibilities are and you see your colleagues operating with the same level of clarity, it builds this feeling of reliability and dependability.
Yeah. You know who's doing what.
Right. You know who to go to for what.
And that trust and that clarity have a direct impact on how long people stay with a company too.
Oh,
Interesting. The numbers are really interesting.
Okay.
When about 80% of a company's workers really know what they're supposed to be doing, those companies see a 22% drop in employee turnover.
That's huge.
It is. And they also see fewer accidents in the workplace as well.
So it's not just about people being happier in their jobs. It's about safety, too.
Yeah.
So it's clear that when people understand their roles, the benefits go way beyond just how well they do their job in the moment.
Uh-huh.
They're more likely to stay with the company and be more invested in its success overall.
Absolutely. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's zoom out a bit and look at the bigger picture for the business itself.
Okay.
What about things like profitability and growth?
Yeah.
This isn't just about having happy employees.
Right.
It has a real impact on the bottom line.
It does.
Gallup's meta-analysis really highlights this.
Right.
They found that business units with top-level employee engagement.
Yeah.
And we know that clear roles drive engagement.
Absolutely.
They have a 23% higher profitability.
Wow.
Compared to those at the bottom.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, that's a massive difference in financial performance.
Yeah. And the benefits don't stop there.
Okay.
These really engaged groups, they also have way higher productivity.
Makes sense.
More loyal customers.
Uh-huh.
And they have much lower rates of people being absent from work and what we call shrinkage.
Shrinkage.
Yeah, which is stuff like power waste.
Oh, okay.
So all of that adds up to a better financial picture overall.
Right. It all connects.
And if you look at long-term growth, it's even more interesting.
Okay.
Research suggests that companies with really engaged workers have almost 4 times higher earnings per share growth rates.
That's amazing.
Compared to companies with low engagement.
Wow.
So that really shows how a clear and engaged workforce can fuel sustainable growth.
Yeah, it's all about having everyone on the same page working towards the same goal.
Absolutely. Role clarity is like a powerful engine for aligning everyone in the organization.
Okay.
So when everyone knows what they're doing and how that fits into the big picture, the whole organization is much more effective at carrying out its plan.
Right.
It reduces internal friction.
Yeah.
And it allows teams to focus on things like innovation and serving customers well.
Rather than getting bogged down in who does what.
Exactly. It's like making sure everyone is rowing in the same direction.
I like that.
You have a clear map and a shared understanding of where you're all going.
Yeah. And when you have that, the whole company is more adaptable.
Right.
And better positioned for growth.
Yeah. Now let's take a look at how role clarity, and we can kind of get a sense of this from employee engagement levels, how that differs around the world.
Right.
The need for clarity is everywhere.
Uh-huh.
But the data shows some interesting regional differences.
Yeah. So North America tends to be a leader in global engagement scores.
Yeah.
But it still seems like a lot of people might not have complete clarity.
Right.
So on average, engagement in the U.S. and Canada is around 33%.
Okay.
Which is pretty good, but it also means that 2/3 of workers aren't fully engaged.
Yeah.
Which suggests that there's room for improvement.
Right. They might not fully understand their roles or how they connect to the company's mission.
Okay. And what about Australia and New Zealand?
So in Australia, New Zealand engagement is around 25%.
Okay.
Which is a little bit above the global average.
Uh-huh.
So that hints that maybe they have a slightly better grasp of their roles compared to other areas.
Okay.
But there's still a majority of workers who aren't fully engaged.
Right.
So there's still an opportunity to improve things there.
And what about Europe?
So in Western Europe and the UK,
we
see a different picture.
Okay.
Western Europe has some of the lowest engagement levels worldwide.
Really?
Usually around 13 to 14%.
Wow.
And the UK is similar, with some surveys showing engagement as low as 10%.
Okay.
This suggests that there's a more widespread lack of clear expectations.
Uh-huh.
And people don't feel as connected to their company's purpose in these regions.
Right. It makes you wonder if the strong social safety nets in a lot of these countries could be playing a role.
Yeah, maybe.
If people feel secure in their jobs, even without high engagement.
That's an interesting thought.
Maybe that contributes to these lower numbers.
It's possible, you know, a strong focus on job security,
while
it's good in a lot of ways,
right,
could lead to a situation where the motivation that comes from understanding your role and feeling like you're contributing,
right,
maybe that's less important.
Interesting.
It's also worth noting that all around the world, medium-sized companies, often struggle with keeping roles clear as they grow.
Right, as their structure gets more complicated.
Exactly.
So no matter where you are being proactive about defining roles and communicating expectations clearly,
it's important.
That really pays off.
It does for employee morale and how well the organization functions overall.
Okay, so let's dive a little deeper now and look at how role clarity plays out in different industries.
Okay.
You know, where the specific demands and how companies are set up can really make a difference.
Yeah, let's start with manufacturing.
Okay.
We talked about it a little bit before.
Uh-huh.
But in manufacturing role, clarity isn't just a nice thing to have.
Right.
It's often absolutely essential.
Right. Especially when you consider how important safety and efficiency are.
Exactly. The whole industry relies on very clearly defined processes and workflows.
And there's that stat that engaged manufacturing workers,
yeah,
they're 70% more productive,
uh-huh,
and a massive 78% safer,
yeah,
and their companies are 44% more profitable.
Right. So when everyone on the factory floor knows their job,
uh-huh,
and how it fits into the whole production line,
yeah,
it really reduces errors, it cuts down on downtime.
Right.
And importantly, it boosts morale because people can see the direct results of their hard work.
Right. They can see how the piece fits into the bigger puzzle.
Exactly. Now, let's think about a very different area of education.
Okay.
We often think of teachers' roles as pretty straightforward.
Yeah, to teach.
Right. But it's actually way more complex than that.
Okay.
They're developing curriculum, they're supporting students,
right,
and they're dealing with administrative tasks.
Uh-huh.
And if there's a lack of clarity in any of those areas, it can cause real problems.
And the fact that only about 31% of U.S. teachers say they're engaged in their work,
right,
suggests that a lot of them might be struggling with some level of role ambiguity.
Yeah, that lack of clarity can lead to burnout and make them less effective.
Right. But when teachers understand how that role contributes to the school's mission,
uh-huh,
and their students' success,
right,
it gives them a much stronger sense of purpose. It's not just about the tasks themselves,
right,
but understanding their impact.
Exactly. Now let's jump to the tech world.
Okay.
Where things move fast and job roles can be very fluid.
Yeah, you might think that strict role clarity wouldn't be as important in that kind of environment.
You might, but it's actually not true.
Oh, really?
Well, the tech industry needs to be flexible.
Right.
And people might do lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Having clear ownership and decision-making authority,
mm-hmm,
is still crucial for speed and collaboration.
So how does that work in practice?
Well, when engineers and designers and product managers know exactly what they're responsible for,
right,
development goes much more smoothly and there's less friction.
Okay, so it's not about being rigid,
no,
but having a framework.
Exactly, a framework for creative and innovative work to happen.
Yeah, and if that clarity isn't there, it can actually slow things down.
It can, and stifle innovation too.
Because people are duplicating effort or missing things.
Exactly, especially in such a fast-paced industry.
And lastly, let's look at professional services,
right,
like consulting firms or law practices.
Right.
These places rely on expertise.
They do.
So how does role clarity usually work there?
So in professional services,
yeah,
role clarity is often about understanding what you owe to clients,
okay,
managing billable hours,
uh-huh,
and working well in teams.
Right.
Interestingly, this sector often reports pretty high levels of employee engagement.
Oh, that's good.
Which could be partly because there's a bigger emphasis on clear roles and career paths.
Yeah, so people know where they stand and where they're going.
Exactly. However, even in these structured environments,
uh-huh,
there can still be some ambiguity.
Like where?
Maybe around how you get promoted.
Okay.
Or the responsibilities of senior partners compared to junior managers.
Right.
And it's important to address these potential problems.
Yeah. Otherwise, talented people might go elsewhere.
Exactly. The most successful firms in this sector,
uh-huh,
they really focus on defining roles,
okay,
providing good mentorship and guidance,
right,
and always reminding people how their work contributes to the firm's vision and what they're delivering to clients.
So it sounds like across all these different industries.
Right.
The basic principle holds true.
It does.
Clear roles lead to better performance,
uh-huh,
more engaged employees, and ultimately a more successful company.
Absolutely. And a really important part of achieving true role clarity,
yeah,
is making sure every employee understands how their work connects to the company's bigger vision and mission.
This is where the why comes in. It's not just about knowing what to do and how to do it,
uh-huh,
but really understanding why those tasks matter.
Right, in the context of the whole organization.
And that connection is what creates a sense of purpose.
Absolutely, and that sense of purpose has a huge impact on motivation and engagement.
Yeah, Gallup's research shows time and time again that employees who feel connected to their company's mission,
yeah,
are way more engaged in their work.
When people can see how their everyday tasks contribute to the organization's bigger goals,
uh-huh,
their work becomes more meaningful.
Right. It's not just a job. It's part of something bigger.
Exactly.
So it really comes down to managers actively communicating how each team member's work,
yeah,
ultimately benefits customers or the community or the company's strategic objectives.
Right. It could be something as simple as a salesperson understanding,
uh-huh,
how their relationships with clients help fund the development of new products.
Okay.
Or an IT analyst realizing that their work-keeping system is running smoothly.
Right.
Directly supports a vital service, like a hospital.
Those are great examples.
When employees really get that their efforts are making a real difference, they feel more pride and ownership in their work.
Right. It's not just a to-do list. It's contributing to something meaningful.
And companies that are good at creating that sense of alignment, they tend to see better performance and more sustainable growth.
Because their employees are actually driving towards a shared goal.
Exactly. They're not just going through the motions.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into role clarity, we've uncovered some pretty fundamental truths.
Yeah.
Clearly defined roles make a huge difference for individual and team performance.
Right.
They boost employee engagement and retention.
Yeah.
And they have a real impact on a company's profitability and growth potential.
Absolutely.
We've also seen how things can vary around the world.
Yeah.
And how different industries have their own unique needs and challenges when it comes to role clarity.
Right. But the underlying idea remains the same.
Yeah.
Knowing what you need to do, how to do it well, and why it matters in the big picture is crucial for both personal satisfaction at work and for any organization to be successful.
So as you reflect on all of this, I'd encourage you to think about the clarity of roles in your own experiences or in organizations, you know?
Right.
What are the signs that roles are clearly defined?
Yeah.
And what happens when that clarity is missing?
What are the consequences?
And maybe most importantly, what practical steps can be taken to create more understanding and alignment?
So that everyone benefits and has a more fulfilling experience?
It's about making work not just a job, but a meaningful contribution.
Absolutely.